Joe-san, it's always good to be with you all. It's a joy to worship with you and be able to bring God's word to you. This past week, I was able to spend a couple days up at CBM camp. I know I saw a couple of your kids there, and that was a lot of fun for me. We'll be continuing to pray for God to keep working in our junior hires' lives. And we'll also pray for this coming week with our high schoolers going to camp as well. Let me pray for a time in God's Word. Father, thank you for the joy of gathering together to worship you. We know we are not worthy. On our best days, we are sinners who need forgiveness. And on our worst days, your grace is more than enough. So, Father, I pray that you would help us this morning. For those of us who are distracted, help us to be focused. For those of us who are discouraged, help us to remember your love. For those of us who have failed with sin this week, help us to remember your forgiveness. And help us now by your Spirit to hear your word and to obey it. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Some of you maybe have heard of the comic strip Peanuts. Has characters like Charlie Brown, his dog Snoopy, and his friends Lucy and her younger brother Linus.
Charlie Brown, 那隻狗 Snoopy, 和 Lucy, 和他的弟弟 Linus.
Do you guys know this comic a little bit?
知不知道这个?
Okay. In one of those comics, Linus decided that he wanted to become a doctor.
Linus 就决定去做医生了。So
Lucy said, "You? A doctor? Ha! That's a big laugh."
Lucy 就说,你啊,做医生啊, 笑死人了。
You could never be a doctor.
你永远不可以做医生啊。You
know why?
为什么?
Because you don't love mankind, that's why.
因为你不爱人类的,就是这样。And
Linus responded, "I love mankind, it's people I can't stand."
Linus 就回应,我爱人类,但是我顶不顺的人而已。
That's a funny statement, and yet it's sadly relatable.
这个很好笑,但是可惜对我们来说是很贴身的。
We love the idea of children,
我们喜欢儿童这个概念,
but actual children who sin and make messes,
现实中的小孩又会犯罪,又会搞乱当的。
We love the idea of love and marriage,
我们会喜欢爱和婚姻这个概念,
but to be married to an actual person with all their sins and bad habits,
但是同一个现实的人去进入婚姻里面,带着他的罪和坏习惯去进入婚姻里面,
it can be hard sometimes.
有时是很困难。
At least that's what I've heard for other people.
至少我听其他人是这么说。
In a similar way, it's easy to love the idea of church.
同样地是很容易去爱教会这个概念。
A group of saints who love and serve and encourage one another.
一起爱侍奉和彼此鼓励的一班圣徒。
But to love an actual church,
是爱一个真实的教会,
with immature Christians, imperfect leaders, and awkward people,
有不成熟的基督徒, 有不完美的领袖, 亦都有奇怪的人,
that can be hard.
这个是很困难。
And maybe this morning you might be tempted to say, "I love the church, it's fellow Christians that I can't stand."
可能今天早上你都很想去讲, 我爱教会, 但是我顶不顺其他基督徒。
We're supposed to love the church.
我们应该是爱教会,
and that doesn't mean loving a building.
不是爱那个建筑物,
loving the church means loving the people of the church.
爱教会就是爱, 教会里面的人。
But that brings up the question, which people?
但是问题就是, 是哪一班人呢?
Who is a part of the church?
哪是教会的一部分?
And how do we know?
怎么去辨认?
Is the church everyone who is in the church building on Sunday?
是不是星期日来到教会建筑物里面的人?
Or when does a visitor stop being a visitor and become a part of the church?
一个刚刚来到教会的，几时再不是新来访的，而是成为教会一部分？
These questions get at the heart of what a church is and what church membership means.
这些问题就进入到教会是什么，以及教会会籍是什么的中心。
So over the last year or so, the pastors and deacons have been studying and discussing this topic of church membership and how to help our church grow to have meaningful membership.
过去一年，牧者和执事去睇圣经，去研究下圣经入边点样讲关于有意义嘅会籍系一咩嘅一回事。
So Pastor Andy asked me to come and preach on this topic of church membership with you.
因此，程牧师就叫我嚟呢度去同大家分享下关于教会会籍嘅呢个题目。
Now, perhaps some of you are thinking, church membership is not biblical. It's not in my Bible.
有啲人可能谂，教会会籍唔系圣经入边讲嘅，唔喺圣经入边出现。
Or maybe you're thinking, church membership is a man-made idea.
教会会籍系人建构出嚟嘅概念。
Or maybe you think it was made up by the American church.
或者系喺美国，系美国教会整出嚟嘅概念。
Or maybe you thought this, church membership is just about voting and church politics.
教会会籍只系用嚟投票嘅啫，净系教会嗰啲嘅政治嚟嘅啫。
Or maybe you thought church membership is exclusive, divisive, and unloving.
可能谂到教会会籍系排外嘅、分化人嘅、冇爱心嘅。
I understand all of those objections.
我完全明白所有嘅呢啲反对。
Many years ago, I used to be very strongly against church membership too.
好多年前我都系去反对有教会会籍呢样嘢。
But now, I believe a biblical understanding of church membership is absolutely essential for a church to be healthy.
但系我现在知道，教会会籍系符合圣经嘅，而且系对于教会嘅健康系必要。
And understanding church membership is essential for individual Christians to be healthy.
明白教会会籍亦都系去俾到个别嘅信徒去成为一个健康嘅信徒。
So this morning I want to show you what the Bible says about church membership.
今天早上我想去显明俾你睇圣经系点样讲关于教会会籍。
That church membership is biblical and beneficial.
教会会籍系合乎圣经教导而且系有益嘅。
So our outline for this morning will be three simple questions.
今天早上嘅大纲就系三点。
Is church membership biblical?
教会会籍合乎圣经教导吗
？Is church membership beneficial？
教会会籍有益处吗
？And how can I be a faithful church member？
我点样能够成为一个忠心嘅教会会员
？But before we can talk about church membership, we need some simple definitions about church and membership.
喺讲呢啲之前，我哋就要去简单嘅界定一下教会同教会会籍系乜嘢。
The original Greek word for church means a gathering or an assembly.
教会呢个字喺希腊文嚟讲就系一个聚会，一个集会。
And it can really refer to either the universal church or a local church.
可以是指到普世教会或者地方教会。
The universal church is made up of all Christians in the entire world.
普世教会是指到所有全世界的基督徒。
But a local church is an identifiable group of Christians who are specifically committed to one another.
地方教会就是在一个地方里面可以辨认出来的一班基督徒彼此委身的。
The universal church is general and one day it will be gathered together in heaven.
普世教会是整体性的，有一日我们会全部在世一起，就是在天堂那里。
But the local church is specific and it gathers regularly with one another right now.
地方教会就是特定的一班人在现今的时间定期地聚集在一起。
The New Testament refers to the universal church in a few places.
新约圣经有几处讲到普世教会。
For instance, in Matthew 16 verse 18, Jesus says, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
马太福音十六章十八节，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建立在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
That's not a promise for any specific local church, but it's a promise for the universal church.
这个应许不是只是给一间地方教会，而是给到普世教会。
Jesus will build his church, it will not fail.
耶稣建立这个教会，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
Or another place, is Ephesians 5:25.
以弗所书五章二十五节。
Paul says, Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Christ didn't only die for one church, he died for the universal church.
基督不是只是为一间地方教会而死，而是为到普世教会而死。
But most of the time, the church, the word church in the New Testament refers to a local church.
但很多时候呢，新约圣经里面所指到的地方是地方教会。
In Acts 14:23, Paul appointed elders in every local church he planted.
在《使徒行传》十四章二十三节嗰度，保罗就系喺每间地方教会嗰度委派咗一啲长老。
Paul wrote most of his letters to specific local churches.
保罗写嘅信亦都系俾每一间嘅地方教会。
In the book of Revelation, Jesus gave different messages for different churches.
在启示录入边，耶稣系俾到唔同嘅信息俾唔同嘅地方教会。
Jesus didn't give just one message to the universal church, but he gave seven letters to seven specific churches.
耶稣唔系一个信息俾晒整个普世教会，而系七封信俾七个地方教会。
So we're all part of the universal church if you're a Christian.
如果我哋基督徒嘅话，我哋就系整个嘅普世教会。
We're part of the universal body of Christ.
系普世嘅，系基督嘅身体。
But we show that by being part of a local church.
我们是通过成为地方教会的一员去显示出来。
We are part of a local body of Christ.
我们是在一个本地基督的身体那里。
So that's what a church is.
教会就是这样。
But what is a church member?
那教会会籍呢?
A church member is a Christian who is committed to and affirmed by and accountable to one another in a local church.
一个教会会员就是一个地方教会里面彼此委身、被确认和彼此守望。
In other words, a local church is not a building or an event.
一个本地教会不是一个建筑物或者一个活动。
A local church is a specific group of Christians who are committed to one another.
而是一班指明的一班人是彼此的是有委身。
And as we walk through various passages in the Bible, I want to show you why that definition is biblical.
当我们看不同的圣经经节的时候，我会给你看到为什么教会会籍是合乎圣经教导。
So let's consider our first question: Is church membership biblical?
第一个问题是教会会籍是符合圣经教导吗？
Just so you know, this point will be the longest.
想你知道呢一点是最长。
And that's because this is the first and most important question to ask.
因为呢个是第一个，亦都是最重要的问题去问。
Instead of asking, does this work?
不是问可唔可行噶。
Is this loving?
是咪爱心的行动嚟噶？
No, the first question we must ask is whether this is biblical.
唔系，第一个问题应该是问教会会籍是咪合乎圣经教导。
And here are five brief reasons why church membership is biblical.
有五个理由。
The first is the early church modeled it.
因为第一个理由就是早期教会是采用这个模式。
In Acts 2:41, the Bible says, So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls.
使徒行传二章四十一节，于是领受他话的人就受了洗，那一天门徒约添了三千人。
So Peter preached a message.
彼得去传讲一个信息。
And when people believed, they were baptized.
人们相信，然后受浸。
And remember, you cannot baptize yourself.
记得你不能够为自己受浸。
Someone else baptizes you.
必须有另外一个人来帮你受浸。
So your baptism identifies you with Jesus.
你的浸礼是让你去与基督是认同。
But it also identifies you with Jesus' people.
亦都是与他的子民认同。
In a sense, a person's baptism adds them to the church.
换句话讲，一个人的浸礼就是将他们加入教会里面。
And that's why a few verses later in Acts 2:47 it says, And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved.
之后那几节就说47节赞美神得众民的喜爱主将得救的人天天加给他们。
See, the apostles didn't just preach into thin air and walk away.
使徒们不是对着空气这样传福音然后走开。
They baptized those who believed and then added them to the church.
他们为信主的人去浸礼然后去加他们入教会里面。
A Christian who is not baptized, there we go, would have been a strange idea to the early church.
在对早期教会来说，一个基督徒而不浸礼的是一个很奇怪的概念。
And a Christian who didn't belong to a local church would have also been a strange idea to the early church.
对早期教会来讲，一个基督徒不属于任何一个地方教会的，亦都是一个很奇怪的概念。
But secondly, also, biblical church leadership demonstrates it.
第二个点就是合乎圣经教导的教会领导呢是方法是模仿这个模式。
Biblical church leadership demonstrates it.
这个合乎圣经教导的教会是示范了这个模式。
Hebrews 13:17 says, Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you.
希伯来书十三章十七节，你们要依从那些引导你们的，且要顺服，因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻警醒，好像那将来交账的人。你们要使他们交的时候有快乐，不至忧愁。若忧愁，就于你们无益了。
God commands believers to submit to specific leaders.
神命令信徒去顺服一啲特定嘅领袖。
And God holds those leaders accountable to keep watch over specific people.
神亦都要领袖们喺守望佢哋嗰班特定嘅人上面向神嘅事上向神交账。
You cannot submit to every pastor in the world.
你不能够顺服所有全世界所有的牧师。
And pastors cannot keep watch over every believer in the world.
牧者亦都唔能够去关顾到所有嘅信徒，全世界嘅信徒。
This command only makes sense in local churches.
呢个命令只喺本地教会嘅情况下面先至合理。
Biblical church leadership requires some way to identify who is and who is not part of a particular local church.
合乎圣经教导嘅教会领导必须要用一啲方法去分别边个系边个唔系属乎一个本地教会。
And that's what we call church membership.
咁呢个就系我哋所讲嘅教会会籍啦。
Thirdly, church discipline necessitates it.
第三，教会纪律系让到呢件事情嘅需要。
Church discipline necessitates it.
教会纪律使它成为必要。
When a professing believer in the church is living in unrepentant sin, the Bible calls upon the church to practice church discipline.
当一个自称信徒嘅人喺教会入边活喺未悔改嘅罪入边，圣经就教导教会去要执行呢个教会纪律。
Church discipline is taught in several places in the New Testament, but the key text is Matthew 18, verses 15 to 17.
教会纪律在新约那里有很多处是提到，但是最重要的就是在马太福音18章15至17节。
I invite you to turn there with me.
我一起去看的。
And there's a lot that can be said about church discipline, but we're going to be very limited in our time this morning.
今天的时间不够，所以虽然这个题目是很多的内容，但我们今天不够时间去详细讲。
So Matthew 18 verses 15 to 17.
马太福音十八十五至十七节，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口作见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
You see here, the motive of church discipline is love for that sinning believer.
教会纪律的动机是对那个犯罪的信徒是的爱。
And the goal of church discipline is restoration.
而那个教会纪律的目的就是让他恢复过来。
This is a process that's meant to be patient and loving.
这个过程是要很有耐心，很有爱心。
You're trying to help a fellow believer, not shame him.
你是要帮助那个信徒而不是羞辱他。
But ultimately, after lovingly confronting that person again and again, if that person does not repent, the final step is to put that person out of the church.
但若你用爱心一次一次咁样去鼓励佢去劝导佢咧，但如果都唔听嘅话咧，咁就要去逐出教会。
You treat them as a Gentile or a tax collector. You treat them as somebody outside the people of God.
就看他像外邦人和税吏一样，就是将他睇为一个系教会以外嘅人，信徒以外嘅群嘅人。
Paul gives us a specific example of church discipline in 1 Corinthians 5.
保罗喺哥林多前书五章嗰度系提到一个特定嘅例子。
That was an example where there's a man in serious unrepentant sin.
呢个系一个人系好严重嘅不悔改嘅咁样。
In 1 Corinthians 5:2, Paul says, "Let him who has done this be removed from among you."
你们还是自高自大，并不哀痛，把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。
He says, "For what do I have to?" Or in verses 12 to 13, he adds, "For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Is it not those inside the church whom you are to judge? God judges those outside. Purge the evil person from among you."
第十二至十三章佢就讲，因为审判教外的人与我何干？教内的人岂不是你们审判的吗？至于外人，有神审判他们。你们应当把那恶人从你们中间赶出去。
So church discipline protects the purity and testimony of the church.
教会纪律系保护咗教会嘅圣洁。
It protects the reputation and the glory of Christ.
亦都保护咗基督嘅名声同埋荣耀。
It is ultimately meant to bring the sinning believer to repentance.
最终嘅系为到犯罪嘅信徒回转。
Now, what does church membership have to do with church discipline?
咁教会会籍同埋教会纪律有咩拉楞咧？
You can't put somebody out of the church unless that person was first in the church.
你唔能够将一个人赶出教会外，除非嗰个人系首先系加入教会。
To be in the church is what we call church membership.
要一个人加入教会就系我哋讲呢个教会会籍。
To be removed from the church is what we call church discipline.
去逐出教会就系我哋讲嘅教会纪律。
Church discipline requires church membership.
教会纪律是必须要有教会会籍才可行。
Fourth reason why church membership is biblical is the one another commands depend upon it.
第四点就是彼此的命令是依赖它。
The one another commands depend upon it.
那些彼此的命令是依赖这个教会会籍。
There are around 40 one another commands in the New Testament.
在新約裡面有大概40個這些彼此的命令。
Like love one another or forgive one another.
彼此相愛，彼此寬恕。
We can't obey the one another commands without other believers.
我們沒有其他的信徒在這裡的時候，我們就不能夠遵從這個彼此的命令。
But many of the one another commands require intentional and committed community of believers.
但很多這些彼此的命令是必須要有去專注的、刻意的，也都是委身的信徒群體。
It's difficult to confess your sins, to pray, to bear one another's burdens without some sort of commitment to one another.
沒有彼此委身的話，要認罪、禱告和彼此分擔重擔是很難做得到。
And we call that kind of committed community a local church.
這些彼此委身的群體，我們就叫它做本地教會。
And the individuals in that community are church members.
而那個群體裡面彼此委身的個體就是教會會員。
So church membership is biblical because the early church modeled it.
教會會籍合乎聖經教導，因為早期教會是採用這個模式。
Biblical church leadership demonstrates it.
教會領導的方法是指示範這個模式。
Church discipline necessitates it.
教會紀律是使它成為必要。
And the one another commands depend upon it.
聖經裡面彼此教導是依賴著有教會會籍這樣東西。
But the fifth reason why it's biblical is that biblical metaphors illustrate it.
聖經中的比喻是表明了教會會籍。
The biblical metaphors illustrate it.
聖經中的比喻表明了教會會籍。
The New Testament has all kinds of metaphors to describe the local church.
新約是用很多不同的比喻去形容這個地方教會。
For instance, the church is Christ's flock.
例如基督教會是基督的羊群。
The church is Christ's flock.
教會是基督的羊群。
In Acts 20:28, Paul said to the elders of the church in Ephesus, "Pay careful attention to yourselves and to all the flock."
使徒行傳嗰度20:28對以弗所教會講：聖靈立你們做全群的監督，你們就當為自己謹慎，也為全群謹慎，牧養神的教會。他就是他用自己血所買來的。
In 1 Peter 5:1-2, Peter says, "So I exhort the elders among you, shepherd the flock of God that's among you."
第彼得前書5:1-2就是務要牧養在你們中間的群羊。
Notice the elders are among the flock, so this must be a local church, not the universal church.
長老是在那個羊群入邊，所以呢個是指導地方教會，而唔係普世教會。
Sheep need the protection of a flock and a shepherd.
羊是需要羊群同埋牧者嘅保護。
Sheep that wander alone don't survive for long.
一隻落咗單自己蕩走咗嘅羊係好危險，唔會生存得好耐。
God designed sheep to be in a flock.
神設計羊係一定要喺羊群入邊。
And God intends Christians to be in local churches.
神嘅本意係基督徒係要喺本地教會入邊。
Another metaphor for the church is a temple.
另外一個就係教會係基督嘅殿。
The church is Christ's temple.
教會係基督嘅殿。
In Ephesians 2:19-22, it says, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure being joined together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit."
以弗所書2:19-22, 這樣你們不再做外人和客旅，是與聖徒同國，是神家裏的人了，並且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶穌自己為房角石，各房靠他聯絡得合適，漸漸成為主的聖殿，你們也靠他同被建造，成為神藉著聖靈居住的所在。
See, each of us is like a brick.
每人都是好像一塊磚。
Each of us is a living stone.
一個活石。
And we are joined together and being built together to be a temple for God.
我們是聯絡在一起，一同被建造，成為神的殿。
The emphasis of the New Testament is not on us individually being temples.
新約的重點不是我們個別成為神的殿。
The emphasis is that we are the temple together.
重點是我們一同成為神的殿。
But bricks that are removed from the building simply become a stumbling block on the ground.
但如果一塊磚掉了出來，不在那個建築物那裡，就變成半腳石。
And they leave a hole in the building.
而建築物上面都留了一個洞。
We are meant to be joined together.
我們應該是聯絡一起。
Another metaphor for the church is a body.
另外一個就是教會是基督的身體。
The church is Christ's body.
教會是基督的身體。
We read those verses from 1 Corinthians 12 earlier.
我們之前就讀過哥林多前書的一些經節。
Verse 12 says, "Just as the body is one, has many members, and all the members of the body, though many are one body, so it is with Christ."
第十二節嗰度講到，就如身子是一個，卻有許多肢體，而且肢體雖多，仍是一個身子。基督也是這樣。
Well, the last verse we read, verse 27, now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it.
第27節，你們就是基督的身子，並且各自做肢體。
I just want you to consider that your hand is committed to your body.
我想你想一想，你自己的手是對你的身體是委身的。
Your hand is joined to your body.
你的手是與身體聯絡在一起。
Your hand cannot survive apart from your body.
你隻手唔能夠離開你嘅身體，係自己一個生存。
And your body is weaker if your hand is gone.
如果你冇咗隻手，你嘅身體亦都係弱咗。
See, we are baptized by the Spirit into the universal body of Christ at the moment of salvation.
我哋喺得救嘅時候，被神嘅靈去洗，被聖靈洗，加入呢個永恆基督嘅身體。
And then we show that visibly by being baptized by water into a local body of Christ.
而我哋係通過浸禮係顯明我哋加入咗一個地方教會基督嘅身體。
We are connected to one another in the church.
我哋喺教会入边系互相彼此联络。
And the last metaphor I want to highlight this morning is that the church is Christ's family.
最后一点另外一点就系教会系基督嘅家庭。
The church is Christ's family.
教会系基督嘅家。
Listen to these verses in 1 Timothy 3, verses 14 and 15.
提摩太前书三章十四至十五节，我指望到快到那里去，所以先将这些事写给你。倘若我耽延日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是神永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
See, the church is God's family.
教会是神的家。
When God adopts you, you are brought into a family with brothers and sisters.
当神收养了你，你就是被带进一个家，是有很多弟兄姊妹。
In God's design, children are born into a family and should be raised in a family.
在神的设计里面，儿女是出生在一个家庭里面，还有在一个家庭里面成长。
Likewise, believers are spiritually born again and need to be raised by a spiritual family, the local church.
同样地，一些信徒在灵里面重生，是需要一个属灵的家庭，一个本地的教会去培育他。
A Christian who doesn't belong to a local church is as sad and unnatural as an orphaned child who doesn't belong to a family.
一个基督徒唔属于任何嘅本地教会系好悲惨，好似孤儿咁，唔属于任何家庭。
So、you have to understand, being a member of the church is not like being a member at Costco.
喺教会成为会员，并唔与喺 Costco 嗰度成为会员系相似。
I know we all love Costco.
我哋大家都好中意 Costco.
I have seen many of you at Costco.
我见到你哋喺 Costco.
To join Costco, you have to pay a fee.
去加入 Costco, 你要俾钱。
And then you can start shopping.
然后你可以去买嘢。
You get good deals.
你有优惠价。
And our favorite, free samples.
我最喜欢免费试食。
We love Costco, but we have no relationship with the other members of Costco.
我们喜欢 Costco, 但是我们跟其他 Costco 的会员是没关系。
When you go to Costco, other members are just in the way.
你去到 Costco 的时候，其他会员只是阻住你。
They make the lines longer.
佢整到嗰條龍鬼咁長。
They take the last sample right before you。
佢喺你之前攞咗最後一份嘅免費試食。
You love Costco, but you have no relationship with the other members。
你中意 Costco, 但係你同其他 Costco 嘅會員就冇關係。
But being a member of a church is completely different。
但係成為教會會員係完全唔同。
You're not a member at Costco, you're a member of a family。
你唔係 Costco 個會員，你係喺一個家入邊成為一員。
What is primary is your relationship to the other members in a family.
最重要的就是在这个属灵的家里面，你和其他人的那个关系。
So the church is a flock.
这个教会是一个的羊群。
It's a temple.
是一个圣殿。
It's a body.
是一个身体。
It's a family.
是一个家。
Church membership is biblical.
圣经的教会会籍是合乎圣经教导。
There might not be one chapter and verse that says, thou shalt be a church member.
圣经里面可能没有一章一节讲到是你必须成为教会会员。
But the idea of commitment and accountability and belonging, they're all clear.
但是彼此委身和彼此守望的教导是很清晰。
And that's what we call church membership.
这个就是我们讲到教会会籍。
Now, different cultures and different times have practiced church membership differently.
不同文化、不同时代可能是对教会会籍有不同的做法。
Church membership may look more or less formal in different situations.
教会会籍有时可能是较为正式的，有时没那么正式的。
In places where being a Christian is costly and dangerous, membership is often less formal.
在那些做基督徒要付很大代价，要面对危险的地方。
Because there's already such a clear line between the world and the church.
那個會籍的分界是沒有那麼正式的，因為已經是世界和教會已經有一個很清晰的界線。
But in places where there's a lot of cultural Christianity,
但在文化上已經很基督教化了。
Or in places where being a Christian brings a lot of social benefits.
或者成為基督徒有社交上面的利益的地方。
Membership often needs to be more clear and more formal.
那個會籍就必須要更加的正式，更加的正規。
Because the line between the world and the church gets blurred.
因為屬世和屬教會的那個界線很模糊。
That's why we have classes and forms to fill out and membership interviews.
因此我們要有那個會籍班，我們要填表，我們有很多的會籍的訪問。
Because we want to make sure that we know each person who becomes a member.
因为我们希望知道每一个成为教会会员的人。
We want to do our best to make sure every member of our church is truly saved.
我们希望确定每一个教会会员都是真的被得救。
In membership, we affirm one another's profession of faith.
在会籍里面，我们彼此确认大家的认信。
And then in love, we hold one another accountable to that profession of faith.
在爱中我们彼此守望活出那个的认信。
So church membership is biblical.
因此教会会籍是合乎圣经教导。
But our second question is this, is church membership beneficial?
第二个问题是教会会籍是不是有益的呢？
And these points hopefully will be a little shorter.
希望这点是短一点。
Church membership is beneficial for a few reasons.
教会会籍是有益的是以下的原因。
First, it invites pastoral care.
因为这个引进了牧者的关怀。
Remember, God calls the church a flock of sheep.
神是呼召一群羊作为教会。
And in the Bible, the word pastor is exactly the same word for shepherd.
而牧者就是同一个字，牧羊人一样的字。
Membership is like joining a flock.
会员就是好像是进入一个羊群里面。
It's like raising your hand and saying, please care for me, please shepherd me.
好似举手去讲关顾我啦，牧养我啦。
It's your way of saying, I'm no longer a guest and a visitor, I want to be a part of this flock.
是讲到我唔系一个新来宾啦，我系一个呢个羊群入边嘅一员。
Secondly, it focuses our discipleship.
第二就系将我哋嘅门徒训练变得更加有焦点，更加清晰。
Church membership helps us to be intentional but not exclusive.
教会会籍让到我们更加有目的去做，但不是有排挤性的。
I think you can understand this with your family.
你和我都明白在家庭的这个环境里面。
We give special and intentional care for our physical families.
我们特别专注的去关顾我们地上的家庭。
But we should not ignore the needs of those outside our families.
我们也都不去忽略了自己家庭以外的人的需要。
If one of my neighbor's kids is about to get hit by a car in the street, I'll run and pull him out of the way.
如果我的邻居的小朋友是快跑出马路被车撞，我会去走去，然后去拉开他。
But that doesn't mean I start feeding him and disciplining him and saving money for his college tuition.
但是这样并不代表我要开始喂他吃东西，开始教他，开始帮他储钱入大学。
I'm not exclusive in my love and care.
我不是去排挤，完全不爱外人。
But I want to be intentional with my family.
但是我需要特别的专注的自己的家。
Church membership gives us a clear target for our intentional care.
教会会籍是将我们的关顾是有变成一个有清晰的目标。
We want to be intentional, but not exclusive.
我们是需要有目的地去做，但是不是排他性的。
Also, church membership deepens our commitment.
而教会会籍也都让我们的委身更加的加深。
When you consider the metaphors for the local church, you realize that belonging to a church is not meant to be casual.
当你睇到关于本地教会嘅比喻嘅时候，你就知道教会会籍并唔系一个随便嘅事。
Belonging to a church involves commitment.
属于一个教会系必须要有委身。
Sheep don't jump from flock to flock.
羊唔会由一群羊走去另一群羊。
Body parts don't jump from person to person.
身体嘅各部分唔会由一个人走去另一个人度。
I hope my thumb doesn't end up on your hand tomorrow.
我希望我的手指公不会明天走去你的手上。
Please give it back.
请还回我。
Children don't switch families from week to week depending on what's being served for dinner.
小孩子不会因为在家煮什么晚餐而在不同的家庭那里周围走来走去。
Our commitment as Christians is not to a building or a program or a budget or even a leader.
我们的委身不是去一间建筑物或者一个活动或者一笔款项甚至一个领袖。
We're committed to one another.
我们是彼此的委身。
I'm committed to you.
我是委身于你。
And you should be committed to me.
你也应该委身于我。
That's what a church is.
这个就是教会。
When you become a member, you're confessing, I need your help to follow Christ, and I'll help you follow Christ.
当你成为会员的时候，你就去宣讲，我需要你帮助我去跟从基督，我亦都会帮助你跟从基督。
When you refuse to be a member, you're saying, I don't need you, and I won't help you.
当你拒绝成为会员的时候，你就系讲紧，我唔需要你，我亦都唔会帮助你。
So church membership deepens our commitment.
因此，教会会籍系将我哋嘅委身加深。
Fourth, church membership strengthens our evangelism.
第四点就系教会会籍系强化我哋嘅传福音。
Listen to Jesus' words in John 13:35.
喺约翰福音十三章十五节嗰度讲到，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
You already read it, right? Okay. If I were writing that verse, I would have said something different.
如果我是写这一节经文的话,
I would have said, by this all people will know you are my disciples if you love them.
我就会这样写, 你们若有爱众人的心, 众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
But it says, if you love one another.
但是圣经那里说, 你们若有彼此相爱的心。
Membership helps us focus and deepen our love for one another, and this is a powerful testimony for evangelism.
教会会籍帮助我们专注加深我们的爱心，并且是让我们传福音的时候有更有力的见证。
This reminds me of an ancient Chinese proverb.
这个也都是让我想起一个古时中国的谚语，
which I saw on a poster at Panda Express.
我在熊猫快餐那里看到。
Make happy those who are near, and those who are far will come.
让周围的人快乐，远方亲友都会来。
Sometimes Panda Express isn't bad.
有时熊猫快餐挺好的。
When we love one another, the world says, I want to be a part of that.
当我们彼此相爱的时候，外人就会见到，并且是说，我想成为他们一部分。
When we love one another with the love of Christ,
当我们用基督的爱去彼此相爱，
It's a powerful picture to the world of something they need.
是对于世界来讲是一个很大的见证，是他们所需要的。
How do you love one another like that?
你怎么样去这样去彼此相爱？
And we tell them it's not because of us.
不是因为我们的缘故。
We're not such kind people.
我们不是良善的人。
It's because we've been loved by God.
而是因为神爱我们。
You can come and be loved by God too.
你如果是被神爱的话，你都来啊。
So the last question for our morning is, how can I be a faithful church member?
最后一个问题就是我怎么样成为一个忠心的教会会员？
How can I be a faithful church member?
我怎样能够成为一个忠心的教会会员？
Well, first, let me ask you an obvious question. Are you a church member?
第一个明显的问题就是你是不是教会会员？
Or much more importantly, are you a Christian?
或者更重要的是你是不是一个基督徒？
Before you can join the body of Christ, you need to believe in Christ.
你要加入基督的身体的时候，首先你要去相信耶稣，相信基督。
The church is not for good people.
教会不是为好人而设。
The church is for sinners who know they are sinners.
教会是为自己知道是罪人的罪人。
The church is for sinners who know they cannot save themselves.
教会是为那些罪人是知道不能够自己拯救自己。
It's for sinners who know they could never do enough good works to make God love them.
是那一班的罪人是知道自己永远不能够做足够的好的事情去让到神爱他们。
The church is for sinners.
教会是为罪人。
Sinners who confess and trust in Christ.
那些罪人是认罪和信靠神。
He's the one who died to save his bride.
基督就是那一位去舍身拯救他的辛苦的人。
The church is for those who repent of their sins.
教会是为到所有那些从罪中回转的人。
They repent of their sins that Jesus paid for by his blood.
他们从罪中回转，耶稣用自己的血去付罪的公价。
The church is for those who find their hope in Jesus.
教会是为到那些是找到在耶稣基督里面找到盼望的人。
Jesus who not only died for us, but also was raised to life to give us hope beyond the grave.
耶稣并不单只是为我们而死，而且是从死里复活，去给到我们有生命的盼望。
So before you can be a member of the church, you need to be a believer.
你成为教会会员之前，你必须成为一个信徒。
And if you've never trusted in Christ before, I would beg you to trust in Christ and turn from your sins.
你如果未信耶稣，未信基督的话，我恳请你去信基督，并且从你的罪中回转。
But for those of you who are believers and you've attended CGBC for years without becoming a member, I would invite you and encourage you and even challenge you to consider becoming a member.
而在座當中有多年出席本教會的信徒但未成為會員的，我是鼓勵你並且挑戰你去成為會員。
Identify with Christ's people.
去與基督的子民去認同。
Commit to his people.
委身於他的子民。
Be accountable to his people.
向他的子民交帳。
And belong to his people.
屬乎他的子民。
It's your way of saying to the church, shepherd me, care for me.
是你的方法去对教会讲，去请牧养我啦，请关顾我啦。
It's your way of saying I need you, and you need me。
是你的方法去同人讲，啊，我需要你，你亦都需要我。
Every part of the body matters。
每一个身体的部分都是重要。
Okay, so for those of you who are members, how can you be a faithful church member?
在座当中已经是会员的，怎样成为忠心的教会会员？
There's so much that can be said, but I'm going to give you only 3 points.
有好多可以讲到，但系有三个重点。
I know I tricked you. I said there are 3 questions, and there have been many points this morning.
我知道那个大纲好长。
But just 3 more.
但系三点。
First, attend actively.
系活跃嘅去参与。
Attend actively.
活跃嘅去参与出席。
These are well-known words in Hebrews 10, 24 and 25.
希伯来书十章二十四至二十五节。又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉。既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Part of being a church member means attending church。
其中一个成为会员的部分就是去出席教会活动。
It's gathering with the church。
是与教会一起的聚集。
Going to church doesn't make you a Christian。
去教会并不能够将你变成基督徒。
Any more than eating at someone's house makes you part of their family.
正如你去人哋屋企食饭，并不代表你就已经系嗰个家庭嘅成员。
But if you are a family and you never eat together, you're not a very healthy family.
但如果你系一家人，但系你唔同佢哋一齐食饭嘅话，咁呢个家庭就唔系一个健康嘅家庭。
Similarly, if you're part of a church but you never gather with the church, you won't be a healthy church member.
同样地，如果你是教会的一部分，但是你不来出席的话，那也不是一个很健康的教会生活。
But it's not enough just to attend.
不是只是出席。
We need to attend actively.
而是活跃的出席。
It says in Hebrews 10 that we need to consider how to stir one another up.
在希伯来书十章就是激发爱心，勉励行善。
We need to encourage one another.
我们要彼此的去激励。
So you don't just come to church to receive.
不是只是来到接收。
You pray for opportunities to encourage others.
是要祷告，是有机会去彼此鼓励。
Instead of being concerned about whether or not you get your parking spot or your right pew.
不是只是回到来，只是挂住自己泊到车或者是有啱的座位。
You should come thinking, who does God want me to encourage this morning?
是应该来到的时候就想，今天早上神要我去鼓励哪一位呢？
Somebody else might be discouraged this week. How can I care for them?
这个礼拜可能有些人觉得很灰心，我应该是去关顾谁呢？
You don't wait to be welcomed and loved by others.
我不只是等人去招呼你，等人去爱你。
You come to church looking for people to welcome and love.
来到教会是应该是找人去欢迎，找人去付出爱心。
Second, serve sacrificially.
第二就是去带着牺牲的精神去服侍。
We are all different parts in Christ's body.
我们在基督身体里面不同的部分。
And every part is needed for the body to be healthy and strong.
每一部分都是需要的，是必须的，让到身体变得健壮。
In God's wisdom, there are no redundant or unnecessary parts in the body of Christ.
在神的智慧里面是没有多余，没有不必要的部分的。
When you think, oh, I'm too tired, I'll just stay home from church this Sunday.
当你想到，啊，我好累啊，我都是在留在家了，今个礼拜。
Nobody will miss me anyway.
啊，没人会挂住我的了。
Wrong.
错。
Christ has put you in the body for a reason.
基督摆你喺呢个身体入边系有一个嘅理由。
There's no appendix in the body of Christ.
喺基督嘅身体入边系冇盲肠嗰个盲肠嘅。
You are needed in this church.
你系需要嘅喺呢个教会入边。
So use your gifts.
系用你嘅恩赐。
Use the ways that God has made you to serve others.
用神所造你嘅嗰个方法去服侍其他人。
You can serve in nursery or children's ministry.
你可以在育婴室或者在儿童事工那里服侍。
You can be an usher.
做司事。
You can help count offering.
帮助人数点奉献。
You can drive elderly members to church or visit them in their homes.
可以车啲长者嚟教会或者系去佢哋嘅屋企探访。
Or you can help with local gospel outreach.
或者帮助本地福音外展。
Or you can just pray, pray, pray.
或者系祷告、祷告、祷告。
Now, I know that some wonder why the church is requiring or is talked about requiring you to be a member to serve in the church in formal capacities.
在座当中可能有人去想点解教会是要求去有个会籍先至可以在任何正式岗位服侍。
Let me try to answer that in a brief way.
用简单的方式去回答。
First, those who serve in the church represent the church.
在教会服侍的人是代表教会。
Those who serve in the church represent the church.
在教会服侍的人是代表教会。
So, should the church be represented by believers or non-believers?
我们教会是应该是被信徒还是非信徒去代表呢?
The answer is believers.
应该是信徒呢?
Well, should the church be represented by believers who attend this church or believers who attend a different church?
教会应该是被信徒在这间信教会出席的人去代表，还是在第二间教会出席的人去代表呢？
The church should be represented by those who attend this church.
我们教会是由在这间教会出席的人去代表。
Well, should this church be represented by believers who attend this church and submit to this church and are accountable to this church?Or should it be represented by believers who do not submit to this church and are not accountable to this church?
我们教会应该被一班信服和对这间教会负责的信徒去代表，还是由一班信徒并不是对这间教会去信服和负责的人去代表呢？
The church should be represented by believers who attend this church and submit to this church and are accountable to this church.
我们教会应该是由一班信徒，而他们是出席这间教会，并且是信服和对这间教会负责的信徒。
And that's what we call members.
这些就是我们所讲教会会员。
This is not to be exclusive and keep people out.
这个不是排外的 去排挤其他人。
We want to invite people to come all the way in.
我们是希望人去进入我们当中。
And you understand this, in your home, you don't let your guests come and do your laundry and your other chores.
你都明白噶，喺你屋企入边，你唔会让到客人去帮你洗衫或者做其他家务。
That's reserved for family members.
呢个系家庭成员先做得嘅。
But when you think about serving, don't just think about official roles or ministries either.
但系服侍就唔单止系包喺正式嘅岗位或者事工上面。
Often the most impactful ministries are informal.
好多时最有效嘅事工系非正式嘅。
Encouraging one another.
鼓励其他人。
Meeting with others to read the Bible and pray.
同其他人一起聚会去看圣经和祷告。
Showing hospitality by inviting others into your home for fellowship.
去接待客人，接待人去你家里那里是有团契时间。
So if you want to be a faithful church member, I'd encourage you to prioritize ministry to your fellow church members.
如果你希望成为一个忠心的教会会员的话，我是希望你在事工上面优先安排服侍教会会员。
It would be wrong for me to care for all the children in Sacramento, but ignore and neglect my own children.
如果我是关顾到 Sacramento 所有的小朋友而去忽略了我自己的儿女，那这个是错的。
Likewise, it would be imbalanced for you to minister to every Christian in Sacramento, but never invest in the spiritual health of your own church family.
同样地，如果我是关顾到所有在 Sacramento 的基督徒，但是就永远都没有去关顾我自己教会的人，那也都是 不合适。
By all means, serve outside this church.
当然，必须是要去服侍，在教会外面都是服侍神。
But don't forget your own family.
但系唔好忘记咗自己教会嘅家。
Last way to be a faithful church member.
最后一个方法
is to pray personally.
就系个别嘅为到教会会员去祷告。
Pray for one another because we all need help.
系彼此嘅代求啦，因为我哋每个人都需要帮助。
Pray for your leaders because they are weak and needy.
为到领袖们祷告，因为佢哋软弱，亦都有好多需要。
One pastor Sam Alberry wrote this about prayer in the church.
一个牧者是这样讲
Nothing helps us feel that we belong to a body of people more than regularly praying for them. Unfamiliar names become familiar, and we find that the more we pray for people, the more we find ourselves caring for them. If you've never really felt as if you belong to at your church, try praying for other members by name and regularly.
没什么可以更加帮助我们感到属于一个群体，除了定时为他们祷告。不熟悉的名字成为熟悉的名字，当我们更多方面为他们祷告的时候，我们更加能够关顾到他们。如果你未曾感到你属于这个教会，试下为到其他教会成员祷告，逐个逐个名字定时地为他们祷告。
That's why in the English congregation, we recently put together a membership directory with pictures of each of our members, and we're encouraging people to use that as a guide for prayer.
因此英文部呢就最近準備緊一個會員名冊，係有圖有相嘅，咁就係幫去鼓勵人去為到教會會員去禱告，係一個禱告嘅指引。
So I hope you've been convinced from Scripture that church membership is biblical.
希望大家都係認識到教會會籍係合乎聖經教導。
And church membership is beneficial.
而且係有益嘅。
And I hope you've been encouraged and challenged to be a committed and faithful church member for the glory of Christ.
我亦都希望你哋被鼓勵、被挑戰，去成為一個為基督榮耀嘅緣故，成為一個委身而又忠心嘅教會會員。
Charles Spurgeon said this about the church.
施布真係講教會關於咁樣樣講。
The church is not an institution for perfect people, but a sanctuary for sinners saved by grace. The church is the nursery for God's weak children, where they are nourished and grow strong. It is the fold for Christ's sheep, the home for Christ's family.
教会不是一间机构给完美的人，而是蒙恩得救的罪人的避难所。教会是一间培育的中心，给神里面软弱的孩童被培养成长茁壮。这个是一个羊圈给基督的羊，是教会家庭的家。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for this time in your word and just how clear your word is about the church, that we need the church.
天父，多谢你的话语，多谢你的清晰的话语，是让我们认识到关于教会这个家庭。
Help us to be a faithful church that loves one another and represents Christ.
帮助我们去彼此的委身，彼此的相爱，去代表基督。
Amen.
Amen.
好多谢于牧师为我们的敬祷。